But my topic is for 1 hour is how do we see Allah, God? That's all it means, the God. It doesn't mean nothing else. You say God, and so do men. Pharaoh called himself a God, and there's men today that think they are God. It's okay if that's what you choose to believe, but God understands your heart. So if you say God, you mean Allah, the God, because we all out there believe that there is only one God. There's no two, three, or four gods. He has no associate, and he has no partner. He's only he who created the heavens and the earth, everything in between it, and he needs nothing whatsoever from his creation. So how do we see God? Do we see him on the low level, or do we see him on a high level? And most people get God as a low level, and I'll give you some understanding on why I say that. When you're talking about divorce, you're talking about man and woman, divorce. And when you talk about fornication, you're talking about a man just running through women or vice versa. When you talk about adultery, you talk about man and woman intervene or associate with someone else's husband or somebody else's wife. Well, Allah made us so intelligent that you don't need to bring him down on that low level. That is not what he's talking about when he speaks of the word of the English language, when he says to you, you shouldn't be out there committing adultery. That means just having free sex. If man studies himself every time he ejects into a female or he ejects any kind of way the day that they will do so, you are stopping your heart. So that means you could die every time that happens. But when you enter into your wife, you don't have those thoughts. It's pleasure. It's the right thing to do. That is your wife. But if, in fact, you come to the mindset that my heart stopped and only God allows your heart to continue, so every time I eject, my heart stops. Is she worth dying for? Because you can die. A lot of men have died from having sex. One of the richest men on the East Coast, Rockefeller, is always in the paper. He died having sex with a prostitute. So it's clear evidence. And if you went out there and just took statistics, you said, my God, look how many people died just having sex. But when you do something right, you trust in God. So God's going to allow your heart to continue. Now, that's just a great metaphor to use to say that you should be able to figure that one out yourself. If you're committing adultery, there's people who lost their life. Men will kill you for engaging in sex with his wife. So you don't need God. God ain't going to punish you. Man will punish you. And vice versa, a female will kill you if she think that you have tampered with her husband. So Allah don't need to be down there on that level. And whether you make that decision, that's up to you. But you are intelligent enough to be able to protect what's below your waist. If you divorce and you have many Christian women will not divorce that abused husband. He abused her verbally, physically, and do the despicable things to her. But she does not want to hurt God. Isn't that amazing? So therefore, you don't divorce her. Because God says he frowns upon divorce. Yes, but not down there on a low level. You should be smart enough, intelligent enough, that you should run like hell. If that man is abusing you and that man cares nothing about you and that man is doing the despicable things to you, your nature tells you that's wrong with that. You don't even have to create that in your mind or your thought. Your nature says, I should not be here. But when you associate, another God besides God, you're committing adultery. When you decide to become a God, you are committing adultery, fornication. But Allah is saying, when you divorce your God consciousness, your taqwa, from your heart, meaning you're no longer in tune with your heart, you no longer have any kind of creativity when it comes to have the intellectual mind of the nature in which you was created, then Allah says, I frown upon that divorce. You see the difference? You know, went from the physical to the intellectual. It's just like loving your mother. It is said that Muhammad, the Prophet, may the peace and blessings be upon him, he said, who is the most important person you should love? So he asked the question, who do you love, man? You should say, when the question was asked to him, who's the most important person in his life? He said, my mother. Who's the second? My mother. Who is the third? My mother. Who is the fourth? My father. Now, why is it mother, 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 then father? Because the father cannot raise the infant. Matter of fact, when it's born, the first thing it does is take on that breast. It's got to suck that nipple. And the baby is so intelligent, he knows nothing's going to come out right away. Baby is not going to stop into that milk, enter into his mouth. So he's feeding himself from the mother. And the mother don't have to tell him to stop or her. That child stops because nature tells him, I'm full. Some mothers today will feed the baby with a spoon. And the baby will mush her. Push her face away, push the spoon away. But you were forcing on that child why we have obese children, because the baby is intelligent to say, I'm full. But we don't listen to the baby because we thought the baby came out the womb unintelligent. No, the baby is very highly intelligent. It just don't know this world. But that heaven that child came out of, that was paradise. And they don't know anything else but paradise. That's why they cry the language of God. Put all those children behind the wall, you can't tell one from another. They cry one language. But they are really talking. And they understand that language. I'm dirty, I'm filthy, clean, mean. So they're going to scream, they're going to cry. Until you change them. If they're hungry, they're going to scream, they're going to cry. When they get sick, that's the only way they know how to communicate. Man, you're going to teach them that. If you're a Latino, how to speak Spanish. If you're German, you're going to teach them your language. If you're Filipino, you're going to teach them your language. If you're African, well, there's many languages. Whatever tribe you be a part of, that's what you're going to teach them. And if you are African-American, normally you're going to be taught English. Well, these are new things as far as the baby is concerned, but the baby comes here with common sense. Now, what makes that common sense, brothers and sisters? What makes that common sense so unique? Because most of y'all get a social degree. Some of you get a bachelor, some get a master. And some get a PhD in various different entities. Man gave you that. You big-headed. That was man that taught you. But God gave you common sense in the womb of your mother. So common sense supersedes anything that man does. You ever see a scientist or a doctor? I heard people that didn't even go to grammar school yet, and they would hear you talk to them, and they would simply say, he don't even have common sense. She don't even have common sense. Why? Because you're in one field, one entity. Take you out of that entity, you lost. Want to teach English? You're superb. You want to teach Spanish? You're superb. How about engineering? You are superb. How about teaching math? You are superb. Do you have common sense? Because common sense is all humanity. Simple common sense. And this is the things that we don't teach, we don't understand. So where's our root? It starts at Kunta Kinte? Well, he had a father. He had a great-great-grandfather. How about our ancestors? But if you keep going back and back and back and back, you'll get to the root. What is the root? Adam. So when you come into that knowledge, you supersede all nationalities. You supersede all colors, race, brown, red, black, yellow, all that goes out the window, black, when you find out who is your father. So the baby has to have love and affection as a child. So the mother instills in that child love and affection and sensitivity and caring. How do you think it grew up to know that he or she should love God? She didn't know God. The baby don't fear God at one or two or four or five. It acts in the nature in which she or he was created unconsciously. But subconsciously, they know how to operate. You ever tried to help a little four-year-old boy? He wants to zip in his own zipper, but you want to zip it for them, they'll pull away. They'll turn away from you. And you think they're being naughty. No, they're saying, I can do it myself, mama. I'm growing. Look, mama, I'm walking. They're proud of themselves that they're not falling. They're growing. So mama got to be there to feed them when they need to eat. Mama got to be there to catch them when they stumble and fall. Mama got to be there to nurse them back to health. Oh, do we love our mothers. But when you get nine, reality sets in. That's when dad steps in. Dad gives you the foundation of what the world is about. Not the home. Mama gave you that foundation of simple common sense. She established that. But when you come into your intellectual mind, that's the second mercy. Allah is not repeating himself. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Twice he repeats it. Why? One is for mama, and the second one, the second mercy. That's the intellectual mind of the human being. So now, mama, you love her, but you love Allah, the God, over top of mama. Why? Because God created her. So therefore, I want to be in love and tune in my subconscious mind in knowing that God is greater than mama. Where daddy comes in? Well, without his seed planted, because he carried male and female seed, I would not be here. So I have to respect him. Even in fact, he wasn't there to assist me. I have to respect him because mama can't have no child without that man. And that's another long story, but I want to get to the point.
I want to get to the point that you understand. What is the reason? Do we have a reason why religion is not taught properly? Why? Because religion got you all messed up. Now just think about it, brothers and sisters, is that the first religion that Allah permitted, he didn't create it, nor did it was his will. But he gave us so much intelligence that he allowed a man to seek refuge in him. And the Jews came with a religion called Judaism. And they did very well. Oh, was they doing well to the point they was dominating. But the reason they was dominating, because they didn't teach no one else. They kept it for themselves. A secret. Oh, God didn't like that. So it was the Jews that created Christianity. Nothing wrong with that. It was with good intention. Until that Einish Jew came along and made a cross, a physical cross, made God the Son, or some of them start off saying he is God, that came through the womb of the female to prove to you that he can walk on this earth. You can't tell intelligent people that, that God who created everything in the world, everything between the heavens and the earth, and you say he had to walk on this earth to prove that he is God. Well, he can say being it is, but the more important is it was that diabolical Jew that said, this is too powerful. And they interrupted to the point they come with a New Testament. Now, if God gave you something, why would he need it new? It's from the present, the past, the present, and the future. But they had to change it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Islam, I have created for you a religion. Since you want religion, man, I created for you a religion, call it Al-Islam, peace. It was peace on earth when we got here. So it wasn't really a name that was not used, that Allah came, says peace on earth. So it's peace on earth. Until man and jinn start living in this part of the world because they all came from heaven. However, that's another story. We don't have time to go into that, but you can go back and read that there was three creatures in heaven, the angel, the jinn, and the human being. And a lot of you educators don't even know who the jinn is. But, yes, he's a creature, and he's the one that comes from your right, your left, your back, and your front. And he has no control over you. He just cards you and tricks you and deceives you. And on the final day of judgment, you're going to say, the devil made me do it. And the devil going to say, no, I called you and you simply came. You was invited. And the glitter and the gold and the bling bling, you just was invited and you took a part of it. And you lost your obedience to God. So that was his job. He got permission to try you all the way to your grave. So here it is. The intelligent human being is teaching religion. So religion, Allah says, I have chosen Al-Islam to be your true religion. I perfected it to be perfect, meaning Allah made this religion perfect. But what is religion? Why we mistreat it? Why we don't propagate it the proper way? Because we want people to think that when you say Muslim and religion is the same. No, it is not. Muslim is the nature of the human being. Muslim is the nature of the sun, the moon, the stars. Muslim is the nature of the bees, the birds. Muslim is the nature of the animals. Everything living, even a leaf can't fall off the tree without the will of God. It's a Muslim. They all submit to the will of God. It has nothing to do with religion. Religion wasn't here. Your nature was here. Your nature was here. And when it came into life by God breathing into your soul some of his spirit, this world was already here. Look what he says. Come in, Angel Jabir. Peep into my world. He said, oh, my Lord, how could anyone go crooked in the world as beautiful as that? Blink of the eye, and that's just a metaphor. Allah has no eyes. The blink of the eye. He said, now look in there. When man and jinn is walking the earth, the angel said, oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Can nobody go straight in the world as crooked as that? He said, yes, they can. The human beings, obedient human beings, the devoted human beings can. So let's look at it. For that reason, there is a saying from the prophets, the scholars is given recognition. God says, only the scholars that know me. Know me as I am. Now, where did this come from? This comes from those teachers of the scholars. But when you look at it, God says in the Holy Quran, in the Arabic, God says, only my sincere devotees. Sincere devotees can see me as I am. So we got two understandings. The two understandings is one by the Holy Quran, and the other is by the teachers of the scholars. Which one do we choose? One is man, and one is Allah. So devoted followers don't have nothing to do with how intellectual you are. The heart of the human being supersedes the intellectual mind. And what? Devoted. I don't care how intelligent you are, how unintelligent you are, your heart pumps blood to vital organs in order for you to have a divine mind. Because if blood did not get up there, you dead. You dead mentally. And so when we teach the religion, we don't teach that you have to accept Al-Islam. There's no compulsory in Al-Islam. We don't, because you come in Al-Islam, you have to wear certain clothing. Allah tells you in common sense, dress modest. But the religion is being misconstrued by the clothes you wear. Misconstrued of what you do with your way of life. We are separated if you see a black man with a white woman or a white woman with a black man. We are so separated that the Jews would not allow you to interact with their family. Why, brothers, you got some Jews that would marry their own daughter. You don't believe that? Go check in some of these crazy houses. I mean, the best way I could call you, they are not right in their state of mind because of their father. Because in their mind, you can't interact in my family. You are not going to split up my Jewish family. So therefore, get back, stay back. But yet that female wants to be pleased by nature. Sex is a gift. So if her father gives it to her, 9 out of 10, they come out, them children disformed, mentally, physically, and they hide that away from you because there are so many. Well, let's forget the Jews right now. Let's go with the Christians. Why is it that none call themselves none in this world? They're so close to God, they don't need what by nature is good for them. But you go into these churches and look on the ground, you find babies. Well, how did the nuns have babies? Where did they come from? Because they went against nature. But yet they have nature. The man, the priest, he went so far away from matter that you don't even matter no more, female. But yet he got your little babies bent over, your boys, more so than the girls. And they committing these despicable acts, and now the Pope got to speak about it. Why? They got away from the reality of life. It's not just religion. It's your obedience that God has given you. It's your taqwa of how you think. It's the love you have for your neighbor. Jesus said it all the time. You must love your neighbor. Now, I have plenty more to tell you, but we're getting ready to go off the air. And I want to thank you for listening to me and being patient. If I said anything to hurt anybody, it's not my intention. But if I said anything to allow you to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, stand up in your consciousness, your taqwa, and revert back to your fitra, give that to Allah. Thank you. I greet you from Adam to Abraham to Jesus Christ to Muhammad the Prophet, the seal of the Prophet, from the Arabic language, from the Holy Quran. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you.